it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah. 6:19 now.
It sure is.
Just a little later than normal start time.
I don't.
Just a touch.
I don't think anyone.
Just a touch.
Noticed at all.
No?
No.
Okay.
It's.
Just making
I'm
sure.
Fine.
How you doing this morning, Mitch?
Well, I'm awake. That's for sure.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the club of, oh, man, the alarm didn't go off, and I'm so late to work.
Yes. 4 minutes late was what happened.
Welcome.
When I woke up,
welcome.
I was 4 minutes late.
Yeah, that's totally cool. I mean, it's not, because as your boss, I have to fire you. However, it's been a good run.
Thank you.
We've had some fun.
Next. The people just lined up.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I've been there.
It felt...
It's the worst
it
when
was
your alarm doesn't go off.
So dumb.
Did you immediately go into panic mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time I called you, I had already brushed my teeth. Like, I was like... doing three things at once. I was putting on shoes, brushing my teeth, and I had like a face cloth.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. But you're here.
And I went through my entire routine.
Oh,
very
wow.
Quickly.
You are a chick, that is for sure.
Dedicated to that routine.
I guess I need to get a routine or work on something and get me going in the morning because it's different every day.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I really don't.
The thing is, you forget steps.
Yeah.
Like, did you brush your teeth this morning? I don't know. I don't know.
So you do everything in a set order.
Uh-huh.
Like, everything has to be done in a set order.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're running really late.
Yep. Shoes are last.
Dude, shoes are last?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
That, like, sets you out on the day or what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your routine? Give me your routine, like in a.
It's
really,
so boring.
Because you did it really quickly, so just give it to me really quickly.
Yeah, I wake up, I go to the closet, I get clothes, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, and then I wash my face, and then I put on makeup.
Okay.
And then I pretty much I'll do my hair.
Okay.
And then I'll put on shoes and leave.
And leave.
But today was all. Today was. Everything happened.
Throw on clothes, brush my teeth while I'm washing my face and I'm calling Steve-O and...
Yeah, no, I had you. You were sitting on the sink.
Oh, okay.
My phone was at least.
Okay, perfect. Right. I'm like, hey!
You're late. Yeah, and so I was talking to you as I was doing a million other things.
Yeah, totally cool.
Yeah.
So, but you're here now.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's a big show today.
Yeah.
It's New Music Tuesday. We've got Billiam coming in today. I don't even know who or what we're going to hear this morning.
Yeah, we don't have any preface.
We didn't get anything this morning to preface the big day. But there's a new Linkin Park record out today.
Really? Again?
Yeah, what do you mean again?
I'm sorry. I thought they just came out with something new.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just getting
maybe
introduced to that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
New LP record.
Those,
but yeah,
Linkin
lots
Parkers.
Of new stuff. Those Linkin Parkers. So we got a lot of new stuff today.
I'm excited. I hope that, we can't play. Are we going to play Linkin Park?
I don't know.
This would make a great culture shock.
You never know. Never know.
Very true.
We may. So also on the bill today, of course, Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. He'll be in this morning.
Got some interesting things to talk about.
In the
9
o'clock hour. Yeah, absolutely. Talking a little bit about evolution and what one fundamentalist Christian group is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The extremes they're going to try and disprove it in an interesting way. So it's going to be a fun creation. Possibly versus of, I don't know, man. It's going to be an interesting.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, just a little preface for that conversation, 9 o'clock hour. I am not siding with this group in
okay.
any way.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's good news
yeah?
to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that I'm for evolution. Just means that the way that these people are going about it is ignorantly stupid.
Okay.
Ooh.
That was. A little
yeah.
redundant.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, me either.
It is time to wake up. 6:33 now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And
waking you up?
I guess. You just woke up, actually.
Yeah, I still have, whenever, you know, when you're sleeping like really, really comfortably in like one position and then your arm gets those lines on. That's what I had. There's lines all over my arm.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Pretty
sad.
Oh, yeah.
That means you slept hard, bro.
Yeah. So maybe my alarm did go off and I just slept right through it and it gave up on me.
Do alarms do that?
I don't know.
It's I'm tapping out today. Yeah. I can't. She's not really doing anything this morning. So I'm just going to. Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
Alarm clock.
You know, Thebes. I just got a text from Thebes. Saying, dude, smell my headphones. Probably because of the webcam.
He saw me smell the headphones.
Yeah. They smell funny.
That was so... Now that I think about that, that's something really weird that happened off air.
On the webcam.
Yeah.
They are mystaticradio.com, by the way, if you would like to stare at us and then send us weird messages about it. I'm just kidding.
Well, there is a water main break at Eubank and Spain, so lots of water there.
Get your bathing suit on.
Yeah, if you're thirsty, that's where you should go.
Gross, dude.
Road construction right lane closed. Eubank at Central and I-40, so that's normal. And then more construction, I-40 between Unser and Coors, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, rocking a... Delicious yummies in T-minus 13 minutes.
Yes.
Cannot wait till they open.
Me either.
I would love an Americano right about now.
I just want a lemonade.
I wish they had donuts.
That'd be kind of, that'd
I mean,
be cool.
They do have muffins.
They
and
have lots
like
of pastries.
Pastries, but they're
healthy.
Donuts. They have healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem so disappointed by that.
Yeah, it's because I want really bad for you donuts. Like Boston cream donuts, you know, those like chocolate top and then like the Boston cream. That's my favorite donut.
Mine
in the
too.
Yeah. So
it's honestly the only donut I feel like it's worth eating.
Because you don't care about the outcome later or what?
Well,
why the only one worth eating?
Because it's the best. And then, I mean, you're going to, it's what, like 3,000 calories per donut?
Really?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means because I've never quote unquote counted calories. So
why?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Just for fun?
No.
I don't know how many calories
are you supposed to have a day?
I think for me, like 2,000.
Oh, it's different for each person?
Yeah, based on your weight.
I am being completely serious right now. I have no clue.
I don't know for sure either. I mean, I just know that there's a certain amount that you're supposed to have. And
I wouldn't say I'm a health nut. I really wouldn't.
Get it? Because nuts are healthy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I really didn't. So, is that why they call them health nuts?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were making a joke.
Wow. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Welcome to the show.
I made a sign for all our camera people.
Oh, cool. That's, what does it say?
Hi.
Oh,
period. But
nice.
No, not an exclamation mark.
Nice.
Not yet.
All right. Let's see what we got. Static.
Hey, this is William from Dallas.
Good morning.
It's based on your height.
Based on your height?
Yes, your height and how, based on your height.
Okay, based on your height is how many calories you should have.
Yes, so I should have, I'm 5'3".
So you should have about 1,750 a day.
Dang.
I'm 5'9".
About 2,000. 50, something like that.
Thank you, doctor.
So Steve-O can have...
I just know this stuff because I have to.
Okay.
Nice.
Sweet. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
So you can have one donut, and then that's it for the rest of the day.
Thank you, random phone caller from Portales. I'm totally going to believe and listen to that. And
I'm
going to
believe that.
How do you know?
He told me 1,750. That's a pretty... random number. I could Google it. That's how
I
know.
I'm sure you could. A minute ago, we were talking about pheromone parties and how people meet each other these days. It's an interesting quote-unquote trend. I don't know. So the question was asked on Facebook, how did you meet your loved one? According to, well, LA and New York anyways, they're starting something called pheromone parties. And these get-togethers are planned for other cities as well. But right now, in New York and LA, they ask guests to submit a slept-in t-shirt that will be smelled by the other participants. Then voila! You smell the shirt, you go, I like this one. I date this person.
Oh,
and then they go, here's your person. That's the person you chose based on their smell. Oh.
What if you're 100% upset?
And
can you, are they giving you, like,
then your nose lied to you.
Yeah.
Then your nose knows nothing. your nose, where's my rim shot? Thank you. Man, just a little late.
You're never on the right page.
It's never works out for
never,
me.
Yeah. I have a feeling that if they just gave you the shirt to smell, that you'd choose by, like, size as well.
So, if you went to a pheromone party, you'd ask, I'm sorry, can you lift the shirt? I would very much so like to see the size of this shirt. That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I would probably do that.
Yeah.
Shallow. Very shallow.
So do you think they line them up, like, according to size? Like, the smalls are over here, the mediums are over here.
No,
large, extra large.
If they don't do that, then they just cut out a piece of their shirt.
Right, right.
But they have to keep each scent separate.
Yeah.
So
that's really weird,
this
man.
This is weird.
Yeah, so pheromone parties in L.A. and New York, and you basically walk around smelling shirts, and then when you find the one you like, all right, I'm totally going to go out with this person.
I have a feeling that this is just ends up being like the scents in the magazine. You know how like girls' magazines have the little flap and it just smells
But
the whole thing just smells the same.
Right.
And because they're all mushed together.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure everything just smells the same and you're just making a fool out of yourself. And,
seriously.
And the people that are making you smell shirts are laughing.
Yeah, because this makes no sense. This makes no sense. Okay. Static.
Hey guys, I just woke up to this conversation, and that just, people are weirdos. That's okay.
I woke up to this conversation too. I don't understand why.
Have a good day, guys.
All right,
bye.
You too, man. So far, everybody thinks that people are weirdos.
Yeah.
Based on this, but we do online dating.
Yeah.
There's many interesting different ways that people meet each other, and you never know. And so pheromone parties, that's the latest trend. But Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, or of course 505-338-3700. How did you meet your mate?
Yeah, Whitney on Facebook says not by smelling his shirt.
Well.
And then she said that's weird. But
right up until the point where you go on a date with somebody and then they're like, they smell nice.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? You're just doing it in an opposite order, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you just met them. I was friends with my husband for 4 years before we actually started dating.
Wow.
And
so you guys developed a friendship first.
Yeah, so there was times where I'm like, dude, Kelly does not smell good today.
Yeah.
But it was like way before we were dating.
Yeah. Did you tell him those things later?
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah. That one time.
Whatever you did that one time.
Well, he was like with his friends, like super, super bachelor. They went and slept on like roofs.
Roofs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he didn't shower for weeks. It was cool.
Because he's
them.
A dude.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. I shower. I'm not a dude.
Yeah.
No, I shower often.
That's the way it should be, though. That's really the way it should be.
So should it be the guy smelling the girl's shirt? Or like, okay, I have this question. Not both sides can be smelling the shirts. It's like one person has to be the submitter, like to submit the shirt.
Yeah, well, in order to attend the party, apparently you actually have to submit a t-shirt that you slept in, the night before.
But what if you smell someone's shirt and you're like, I like that person, but then somebody else smelled your shirt and was like, I like that shirt. So then you have to choose?
Well, it's 2012. I mean, people are weird. Gosh. It's already weird.
This is already weird.
Speed dating. You're like, I picked like six people. Because that's another weird thing that I don't get.
Oh, yeah, sitting at tables.
Where you sit at tables and you're like, ready, go.
Like,
hi. I like pizza and video games and bing. Okay, it was nice to meet you. I'll see you later.
What if like one person's just really good at talking to anyone.
Now, of course, I never did this, so I'm assuming that that's how it happened.
I see in movies.
Exactly. That's exactly how I know about that.
Yeah.
That is the only way, you know? So
and they're always bringing their friend who just went through a breakup or something. And,
right.
And they're all sitting at tables awkwardly. It's awkwardly silent. There's like a bell or on the table.
So there's a lot of interesting ways to meet people. Pheromone parties, apparently. Speed dating online now. People set profiles and they just meet each other online. Has anyone ever actually met their husband or their wife?
Yeah.
Through this? I'm curious.
Me too.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Just before 7 o'clock now, we got to take a quick break, but right back with more of your phone calls and of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static radio's a non.
No. Oh. We will have burritos in a minute.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll get one of those too.
Okay.
There you go.
Did you want me to sweeten the pink tea or?
Unsweetened,
not
please.
Sweet and low, because that causes cancer.
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Yeah.
Careful
so
with that
stuff. So does the sun and tanning beds.
And warm water bottles.
And cigarettes. What else causes cancer?
Probably a lot.
A lot of things. What are you doing right now that's causing cancer?
Just being alive, I'm sure.
Yeah, breathing. Breathing in. Espresso beans.
Espresso, yeah. Espresso
causes cancer.
The when you're roasting them, the layer that is on the espresso beans is giving you cancer.
It's not. You're scaring him.
No.
All right, man.
Man, oh, man. All right.
We'll see you in a minute. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Sometimes you wanna go. Located on the Calvert campus. Sorry, you can sing. Go ahead.
Nope, I'm done. It's over. Okay. Song's over.
Your singing causes cancer. So I was trying to stop that.
Thank you.
So.
You're the cancer police.
505-338-3700. What are you doing that's killing you? According to a survey, people don't care anymore about the risks of tanning. Because everything causes cancer these days. So, what are you doing that's killing you? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Switchfoot for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
It is terrific, isn't it?
That's what we are.
Terrific.
Terrific.
Good morning. 7:33 now. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday to you.
Yes.
About 27 minutes away from New Music Tuesday, one of my favorite hours of the week where we get to listen to new music that is either awesome or awesome. Either way, it's a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what we have because Billiam didn't give us any preface.
Yeah, he doesn't give us previews anymore. He doesn't give us time to know what's happening. So, yeah.
So mysterious.
It could be awesome. It could be awful. I have no idea, to be completely honest. I really don't.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about this. What are you doing that's killing you? According to this survey, specifically tanning, this one, people don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of people are tanning. 80% of tanners are women. It's time to wake up, man. 7:53?
Yes, it is.
At least if you listen in the Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
6:53 for our California friends.
All you Californians.
Yeah. Welcome to the show with Steve-O and Mitch. It is Static Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about what you're doing that's killing you. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to wrap up this conversation and get ready for New Music Tuesday with Billiam, our music director. It's going to be the greatest Tuesday of all time.
He doesn't even care. We can see Billiam.
He's not even listening.
No, we can see him, and he's just ignoring us.
I know. Static.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, I just wanted to thank you. Every time you talk about God, I can just hear him all over you. You
Wow.
have no idea how much I love hearing you talk about God.
Thank you. Thank you. And I mean, I was amazing because I was literally just talking about this on Sunday. Our church, we did this forum type thing, and there were three of us on the stage, and I got to be one of the people up there, and that was one of the verses that has just stuck with me this last week. That, yeah, the grace of God, man, you know,
is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, right
you
on.
Guys are, you guys are so right, though, about life being too short.
Yeah.
I just attended a funeral yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah. One of my good friends had to bury his only son.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and a father or a mother should never have to bury their child.
Tell me about it, man.
Yeah.
So sad.
So, yeah, I just wanted you guys to, wonder if you guys could actually look up the Walker family for me.
Yeah.
In prayer, so.
The Walker family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and not just us, but now the entire Static Nation listening will absolutely do that. The Walker family.
I would
family.
Love it.
Right on. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Bye. It's true, man. We're talking about this. You know, what you're doing that's killing you. Basically, the survey found that, you know, 88% of tanners are women. And the most popular rationale for tanning was, quote, everything causes cancer these days.
Yeah, so why not?
Why not? Who cares? Walking across the street is dangerous, so we're going to, you know, tan because everything kills you these days. And so we were asking you, what are you doing that's killing you? You know, whether it's eating fast food. We got a lot of comments on Facebook, actually. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I like TJ's. According to my wife, not eating my vegetables is going to kill me. Yeah. But I mean, it's true. No matter what it is, everything. Being in the sun for 18 minutes causes cancer.
Apparently. But then it's a weird balance because there's serotonin within the sun and you're supposed to have that to make yourself happy.
The sun is what gave Superman his superpowers.
Yeah, so how can it kill you?
So I'm just saying.
I don't know.
But anyways, we joke, and we've been talking about this morning, but it's true. As with the last caller, you never know.
Yeah.
You never, ever know. And I was talking a little bit ago about my friend Jaron, who passed away, and it hit me so hard in the face because I think it was the first time I truly had to face that. Now, it's funny to say that because my dad died when I was 6 years old, but I think because I was really young, it didn't really phase me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have a true understanding.
You just knew that you weren't going to see him again.
Right. And so, you know, I believe I was 22, trying to do the math. Yeah. When that happened, and what's crazy is my best friend and my grandmother, who, you know, was helpful in raising me, living here, she passed away on the same day. So grandmother, best friend. And that was when I think I realized, oh crap.
This is, you're on your own.
This isn't permanent.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here on this level forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to die, you know, if the Lord tarries, you know, to mean if Jesus does not come back, because he promises in scripture that he's going to come back. And I believe that.
Yeah.
He is going to come back. And so if he doesn't come back in my lifetime,
then you're going to
die. I'm going to die, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so... it's been an amazing conversation.
It really has.
The bottom line is this: Jeremiah, a great reminder, and it's a great promise from God, and we can stand on his promises because we know that God doesn't lie, man. He's not a man that he should lie. In fact, that's found in the book of Numbers. It tells us that God can't lie. I mean, he can. It goes against the very nature of
who he is.
And so God will not lie. I was actually just looking at this too. God is not a man, so he doesn't lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? That's found in Numbers 23:19. So we can stand on God's promises and know his promises are true. His promises are real. And he promises us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 that if you seek me, you will find me when you earnestly seek me. So man, even if you're just curious, if you're going through something, if you don't know God, but you've just, you know, you've got this void that you're trying to fill, whether it be with alcohol, whether it be with sex, whether it be with whatever it is that you're trying to fill it with, just know that God promises that if you truly earnestly seek him to find him, he's there.
Yes.
He's there. And he wants to know you. Ecclesiastes also reminds us that he's written eternity in our heart. So every single one of us is very capable of knowing God. Mm-hmm. He's encoded it in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And so
fun conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, the 8 o'clock hour. We got Billiam, our music director, coming in for New Music Tuesday. That's right around the corner. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You know those people? The ones...
Wake up! Wake up! Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
That was not me.
No, it was not. But that's kind of what you sound like in the morning.
Shut up.
Screeching ball of death.
But I'm really nice at first.
Yeah.
That's a nice screeching ball of death.
Exactly. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hello.
With you. 8:06 now, which means it is time for New Music Tuesday. Joining us in studio, our music director and dear friend, Billiam.
Doodly.
I feel like you need a theme song.
Ooh.
I know, right?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about the Night at the Roxbury theme?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'm not that cool.
We'll get him a theme song eventually. Eventually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'll be...
You don't get to pick it.
The background music,
like, it should
to
be
like The Fountain or some really
boring. No, I was
going to
do like The Boss Tones or something. Mighty Mighty Boss
Tones.
Yeah.
Never had to knock on wood.
Ah! There you go.
That one.
Can we just play the Boss Tones album for New Music Tuesday?
Yes, we can.
Sweet.
Yes, we can. So, yeah, it's New Music Tuesday, which means it is time to trash your favorite artists.
Yes.
Or not. Or enjoy them. I don't know. We got a few new songs to get to this morning. And if you're new to New Music Tuesday, we're going to play a track and you get to tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And yeah.
Sounds good.
It's just that simple. Dig it or bury it.
Just that simple.
What do you have for us today, Will? Do you have good stuff?
It sounds like a brutal morning. What I'm putting in.
The best stuff is going to be heavy. Okay. This is just like the time of heavy okay. albums. A brand new Devil Wears Prada album came out today. A new Memphis Mayfire album came out today. So
new Linkin Park?
Nope. Sorry.
It did come out today.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Just saying. It's not heavy. But you never know.
One thing.
No.
And then, sorry. I got a swarm of not so good local submissions over the week.
Oh, sweet.
So, if we got some time to kill at the end, we can kill some dreams along with it.
What are you doing that's killing you? Music?
Playing music. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
So, all right, what do we got on the docket first? What do you want to play first?
Let's play some reggae, man.
Reggae?
Reggae.
All right.
Well, this is like kind of reggae. The dude's called Three-Legged Fox.
Three-Legged Fox?
That sounds
Three-legged
sad.
Fox.
Why is that sad?
Because foxes have four legs.
Oh. Healthy ones.
Right. Three-legged fox. This Maybe one, he got caught in a trap, but he still got out. He escaped.
Because he's crazy.
So he's a like survivor.
A yeah, exactly.
He's crazy like a fox, yeah.
That was awful.
No, I'm sorry.
Actually, I have no idea where this came from. It got mailed to us. And
yeah.
When I looked at the cover, I was like, ooh, that's not going to be good. And then I'd put it in and I was like, maybe that's good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
So
it's someone, one of those,
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's one of the, this is beyond me.
Okay, cool.
So.
Perfect.
The song is called Sweet Hurricane.
Sweet Hurricane by Three-Legged Fox.
Yeah.
All right. New Music Tuesday, it's Three-Legged Fox, and let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday with Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam. Static Radio. Radio, that would be Three-Legged Fox for New Music Tuesday. What do you think? Dig it or bury it? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got, Mitch?
Jason says, I kind of like it.
Sorry. Gotta stop the CD. That I didn't like.
He said he'd sample the rest of it if it were on iTunes.
Okay.
Nelvin says, different sounding, but he's undecided.
Yeah.
Gabby says, bury it.
Bury.
Yeah.
Okay.
TG says, not bad. Solid hip-hop o'clock. Maybe sprinkle it around throughout the week from time to time. But it's a little reggae.
I definitely don't see it as hip-hop o'clock.
No, it's
at all.
It's like...
No.
It's like reggae.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of like dub, you know, like Long Beach dub, Sublimey.
Yeah, in fact, that's what Thebe said.
Yeah.
Vocals a bit Sublimey.
Which is absolutely cool with me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Bradley, no! It's broke! Anyways,
wish I had. Never mind.
Anyway, Thebes digs it.
Oh, cool.
would be good to hear more from them. And Miche says dig.
With a name like Miche, she's got to dig reggae.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She probably plays it.
She's in a reggae band?
Yeah.
Miche.
Sup?
Miche Shay.
That's a cool name. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh, look more.
What do you think?
There's more.
The solo was the saving grace for me. That's funny because that was the one part that I was like, this is odd.
Yeah.
This is where I don't like the song. That was the one part that I was kind of thrown off by.
It's kind of, yeah.
It didn't fit.
Chris says, wannabe Modest Yahoo?
Hmm. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Who is coming in concert?
Ooh.
Modest Yahoo.
Excellent to see in concert,
can
actually.
Can you say this one?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so nice. Beat him back.
Bad.
Beat him bad.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't say that, so.
Yeah.
I knew how it was supposed to sound, but I didn't.
I wish we had Kevin Lee here to be the ultimate judge.
On that?
On that song, because he's like
the reggae
specialist.
Guru. Yeah. The reggae guru. Which, by the way, Thursday nights.
7:50.
Yeah.
Ja Roots.
Ja Roots. It's our reggae show.
Man.
So, you never know, that may make its way to Ja Roots. But I don't know. I kind of dug it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's summery. It's summer
it
out.
Is.
And it's like,
yeah. There you go.
Those kind of songs are more appropriate, I guess.
Yeah. For summer.
For summer.
Absolutely. Ooh, it's 8:17. You know what that means.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take care of this real quick.
Police activity on Wyoming and Spain. There is road construction, and it's right lane closed. Eubank and Central between...
No, nope, Eubank
between Central and I-40.
There you go.
And that's your look at traffic.
Yay, traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus and whatnot. And, of course, it is New Music Tuesday. William in studio with us.
Yeah, dude.
And it's time to hit the music again. We got more stuff, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Let us know what you think about the new music. Where are we going?
Let's work up to the Prada. Let's do Righteous Vendetta.
Okay.
These are a Mid-Eastern band.
Okay.
That
Mid-Eastern as in like from the States, like in the mid,
yes.
Or like
no,
Middle
not,
Eastern.
Not Middle Eastern.
Okay. Found these guys in Iran. Pretty good so far. At least we have to say that so we don't get shot.
It's
mostly sitars. And some gourds with nuts in them that rattle.
Wow.
Yep.
Turn off his mic. Just kidding.
So Righteous Vendetta is the band.
Yeah.
All right. Song's called The Pain.
The Pain.
That's right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. It's New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio. Oh, hey, it just ends. Hey, welcome. Static Radio.
Bye.
Righteous Vendetta right there, song called The Pain. Good morning. Welcome. Hello. Welcome, welcome. That would be Righteous Vendetta, and your suggestions say?
Oh, they say quite a few things.
Survey says.
Ding.
What do people think?
There's two people that just like the status.
Flat out, like, pink, like.
Like.
That's the easiest way.
Yeah, I guess.
That lets us know.
Celia says dig it.
Yeah.
Charles says dig it. Caps, all caps, so you yelled at us.
Dig! I dig it so much!
That's just how he talks, probably. Nelvin says, seems like I heard this somewhere. Did the lead singer to Blindside? No.
What?
No. Wrong, Nelvin. Don't you dare say that about Christian.
Sounds nothing like Christian from... No!
Wrong, Nelvin.
You're fired, Nelvin!
Go to your room. Thebe says, nah, too much singing. Josh says...
There's not enough shredding.
Thebes, you used to be the singer in a band, and we heard that.
Yeah, but he wasn't singing when he was doing it. It was more like yell, shout, screaming.
Oh, that's true. So you want a more screaming.
Yell, shout, singing. Maybe that's what he's saying.
Yell, shout, singing. Okay, yeah. Josh says, dig it. TJ says, with the exception of the last 2 seconds... Me gusta.
And there it is. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen, lady.
Morning.
Hello.
Yeah, dude, I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was good.
And being that you like The Rock, let's be honest.
Yeah, dude, that thing was jamming this morning. That's perfect with my coffee.
Okay. All right.
Hey, dude, so what happened with my whole sticker thing, dude? Do I get to keep it, or?
Yeah,
you get to keep it.
Yeah, you keep it.
Survey says.
Did you not get my texts?
No, I did. Dude, you know what's funny is I got on with you guys in the morning, and then I went into meetings for, like, the rest of the day.
Which is hilarious, because that's what I said. I've been in meetings, yo.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, dude, I just didn't know, dude. Did I get the static support to keep my sticker?
Yeah, you keep the sticker, bro. You keep it.
Okay.
That's mostly what people say on Facebook. So
very cool, man. Yeah. All right, well, you guys have an amazing day and a great week.
All right,
you
man.
Too.
All right, love you. Shane right there.
Everyone watch out. That guy might be driving right now.
Yeah. If you missed the show yesterday, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast it. But Shane was almost run off the road and got into a little match of words with someone on the road. And yeah. Shane has a static radio decal on his car. And the guy said, "You should take that off, man.
Or listen more to
what Steve-O said."
Do you really offer that much safe driving?
Apparently, I'm like 10 and 2, guys. Hey, listening right now.
I was informed by Steve Ryman that it's 10 and 3 now because of airbags.
Really?
Or 9 and 3.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. And either way, I guess.
You're going to get hit in the face
because
either
of airbags,
way.
Airbags. I don't know.
I guess you could break your wrist.
I have no idea. Yeah. So I haven't taken driver's ed in a little over a couple years.
I haven't. I haven't taken driver's ed.
Ever?
Ever.
Do you drive?
How did you get your driver's license?
In the state of New Mexico, you have to be over the age of 18.
You just took the test.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
I just took the test.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
That's how it was for me with my motorcycle.
Yeah,
but
me
I
too.
Mean, yeah. You just answer the 20 questions that are like ridiculously easy. Yeah.
What kind of sign would you normally see at railroad tracks?
Yeah. A railroad sign, a stop sign, a sandwich sign, or a guy telling you that there's homes this way sign.
Stop.
Dude, it's sad but so true.
No.
Like, yeah. Seriously.
No.
It's like they're trying to give everybody a driver's license.
My favorite question was, is the road slippier if it's wet or dry?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember, man. It's been so long.
Probably dry.
What?
No?
No.
Weird.
Is it slippier?
Slipperier? Slippery?
It's like Bear Grylls. Watch out, it's slippy.
It's slippy. Slippy up,
yeah.
It's slippy.
Wow.
Got some more comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
So Gabby says, dig. Amber says, dig, it's amazing.
All
does,
right.
And it does sound like something she's heard before.
Yeah.
Caleb says, reminds me of Awesome. Secret and Whisper is like 7 octaves higher.
What?
I don't know what that means.
maybe he's commenting on the person who called yesterday that said, hey, I've got a suggestion. Can you guys never, ever play Secret and Whisper ever again?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's him.
That was things that are killing you?
Yeah.
Things that are killing you?
That's
Secret and Whisper
it.
Was killing him?
Yeah, Amber says dig.
Yeah.
Amber Fry. There's another
Sweet.
Amber right before. That's confusing.
Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio,
New Music Tuesday. And let us know what you think. Do you dig them? Do you bury them? And we got one more for you, actually.
This is kind of the meat and potatoes of the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Brutal. Like, this song's about to punch me in the teeth, right?
This song is, I want to add it to regular rotation.
Okay.
It's got some Brutal
okay.
to it, but I mean, you'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
Brand new music from The Devil Wears Prada. Song's called Born to Lose.
New album, Dead Throne, out today.
Yeah, Dead Throne. And here it is. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam. It's New Music Tuesday. Static Radio.
The Devil Wears Prada, Born to Lose. That one from their Dead Throne record, which releases today, actually.
Woo!
Yeah. Welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, it's New Music Tuesday. Let us know what you think of that last song at facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got, Mitch?
Says, Shane says, love to whoop, dig. Brandon says, beautiful, simply beautiful, dig. Nate says, more like Born to Win. That song was awesome.
Born to Win.
Nelvin says, sorry, that's funny. Nelvin says, you can never go wrong with Tidwhip. So far has been a good NMT. Dig it. And then Josh says, dig it. Tidwhip is awesome. Charles says, dig. And Caleb says, this music is my soul. Dig a tunnel to China with this one. But
wow.
We were talking about the Devil Wears Prada in this song.
Yeah.
I think we need to be more clear.
What do you mean?
We're talking about the song, not Tidwhip.
Tidwhip is the Devil Wears Prada.
Oh!
TDWP, bro.
Tidwhip.
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 The Devil Wears Prada. Wow, Gabby says, amazing, love it, dig. Amber says, dig it. We need a little more metal in the morning.
Heck yeah.
What?
Those are from chicks, bro.
Yeah.
Celia says, dig, dig, dig.
And Thebe says, duh. dig.
Another Amber says, dude, I dig anything by Tidwhip.
No, she's anything by Devil Wears.
Okay, fine.
Dwip.
Dwip. They're awesome. Love that song. Amazing. Yeah, brand new record out today, actually, from the Devil Wears Prada. And that's where that one comes from. So
that was a good little jam.
Yeah. Hey, good job. Jam. New Music Tuesday today didn't suck.
Yay!
we can
make it suck if you want to play the locals.
Yes, it's true.
Aww.
Don't say that, though, because you're setting it up for failure.
I'm kidding.
Oh, now I feel bad for them.
Paul says, nice little ditty.
Nice little ditty.
Yeah.
Ditty.
All right. Amazing. So apparently people want the Brutale.
Yeah, they really enjoyed it.
Interesting.
Okay. Good to know. Good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, I will write this in my notes.
Yeah, there it is.
I'll go hunt.
Billiam, our music director, thank you for rocking us today. Like a hurricane?
Oh, no, that's Shane.
Like a sweet hurricane from three-legged
fox. Hey, that could be
your
theme music.
I don't want something better than that.
Well, you're sweet.
I want something 8-bit.
8-bit?
Yeah.
Like, let's see. I've got a couple little 8-bit ditties.
Except that the board's broken.
Except that's Tetris.
Didn't work.
Oh, there it is.
It's like a little tap. A little tappy tap.
Love.
You just gotta tap it.
Tappy tap.
That's right. Tetris. And on that note,
all right.
Gotta take a quick break.
Good to be here. All right.
Thanks, Billiam. Sure. New Music Tuesday, we do it every single Tuesday. And you can vote on the music at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Help us help you like music more by telling us what you think about the music that we play. Righteous Vendetta, Devil Wears Prada, Three-Legged Fox today. And you can chime in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam joining us right now. Wow. Static Radio.
Independence Day.
There's a water main break on Eubank, south of Montgomery, so steer clear of that. Road construction right lane closed, Eubank between Central and I-40. There is also an accident on Coors south at Namaste.
Namaste.
And Western Trails. So
Namaste.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Rockin' cafe. And breakfast and lunch.
Some burros.
Awesomeness.
Good stuff.
There it is. Yeah. Hey, if you'd like to sponsor traffic, maybe a local business, or just want to get involved in the ministry, 344-9146, the phone number. Ask for Darren. Or you can also send in your information to us right here at studio@mystaticradio.com. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. And to our left, Billiam, our music director.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
For those of you just joining us, you missed a monstrous New Music Tuesday this morning because it was Brutale. It was awesome. It was a good time. I loved it. I loved it.
It was a good one.
Yeah. So we got
Pastor Scott Tom coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with craziness that we're going to talk about this morning. But
oh yeah,
are you guys going to bombard him with a crazy hot question like you usually do?
I don't know. What do we have on the docket today? I believe we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a few things.
Yeah.
That we'll probably talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Nathaniel. Facebook.
Yeah, he says, with all this metal, could we get False Prophet by Westlandia?
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of, Westlandia doesn't have a T in it. It's not Westlandia. It's Westlandia.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
Oh, yeah.
It's Westlandia.
Westlandia.
I just popped it in.
Like Wesley.
Like Wesley.
Yes.
Westlandia.
Farm boy.
Yeah.
Wesley.
Did we ever do this for New Music Tuesday?
I think so.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
I've played it a few times. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I don't know.
Good jam.
It is, and it's local.
Yeah, local artist here in Albuquerque, Westlandia. And yeah, why not?
Right?
Nathaniel wants to hear it.
It's a metal morning.
It's been kind of like a, yeah. MJ, in fact, on Facebook says, dig all the hardcore you guys got. We want more and more. I dig that. We need more metal in the morning, coming from Tommy. Been getting a lot of comments about Devil Wears Prada this morning. I think that was the biggest hit.
It's interesting, too, because yesterday morning we had the for Today cover to cover.
Right.
And
also
brutal.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
That Fearless track especially, I'm a fan of. So
it's so good.
I loved it. Yeah, new record out last week and the new Devil Wears Prada today. And so we thought, why not?
Tidwip Footwa.
That means the Devil Wears Prada for the win. Yeah, for the win.
You're not saying it right.
Yeah, I am.
No, because look, he's yelling it.
Oh, the Devil Wears Prada for the win!
Closer.
Or is it all because it's all capitalized? Yeah. I don't even care. Hey, if you're a local artist, we love playing local music when it's good. And even when it's not, we love that even more because then our listeners get an opportunity to vent and get out frustration, apparently, because when you're behind a keyboard, you're really brave.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, man. Back in the day, if you had a problem with somebody, you actually had to walk up to them and go, hey, bro, sup? Sup, bro? Sup?
Now it's like, I'm going to tell them my thing.
Yeah, and so people get a lot more brave behind a keyboard.
I'm gonna start creating entire blog sites about people that I don't like, and then I'm just going to Facebook message them a link to it.
There you go. I like that. What is it about confrontation? People just don't
you can
like
get
confrontation
hit when you're in confrontation.
Yeah, that would be it. That would be the problem.
That's my main reason for avoiding it.
Isn't that also biblical though? Matthew 18, I'm pretty sure, says like if somebody's wronged you or if you've wronged someone, you go to that person face to face and you hash it out, like, you know, grown-ups.
Why do you think it's so scary when you're doing things that the right way?
I don't know.
I just think it's scary.
It's tough, but I mean, it's
right. It makes you feel better.
Right. It's easy when you're behind a keyboard and you can be like, hey, you guys suck.
And plus you say things so much better.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. All right. You want to talk that out? No, I just wanted to say that.
I'm not telling you my name either.
Static.
Hi, it's Adelia.
Hey!
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Sweet.
I was just going to say, cause I didn't have Facebook, but I wanted to say that I really, 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 really love that Devil Wears Prada song.
Right on!
Nice!
I like that!
Thank you.
You guys don't get much metal out at Hogwarts, huh?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been working on his accent. It's awful.
It's awful. I can't do it. I've tried. I give up. That's my British word. Awful.
Show me. Try. I want to hear.
Okay. Good morning. Hello. It's awful. No?
Kind of awful.
No, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. It's really bad.
I sound way better when I watch Harry Potter. Because then I can just imitate them. Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary?
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Say extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
See?
Yeah. Okay.
You want to hear my American accent?
Yes! Oh, please.
All right. Hi, my name's Adelia.
I like how when you're like talking in a different accent, everybody, no matter who you are, you slow down. Hello, how are you today? Everybody slows down. Or, How's it going? I can't do it. Well,
you,
I can't.
You become like 7 times more animated than usual, and that's crazy.
And usually when someone's doing, like, trying really hard to do a good impression, like, they sound kind of nervous. Or
right?
Like, are you okay? Are you uncomfortable?
Well, normally I wouldn't feel uncomfortable, but I've got Hermione on the phone, and so therefore it's making me, like, a little nervous.
It's like you're good at your accent until someone who actually has the accent
exactly.
comes along.
Exactly. Totally bold. In my British accent until somebody actually calls that speaks like that, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be judged. This is awful.
Yeah. It's awful.
Sound like you have like a mouthful of marshmallows or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. So thanks for calling.
Always.
Did you want to hear some Amberlynn or something? Because that's usually it. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
I always requested it because I've never heard it, and you never played it for me.
Okay, I will absolutely play some Amberlynn right after Westlandia. How's that?
I actually don't want to hear it anymore.
Okay, what do you want to hear now?
I don't know, anything metal. I really
anything
like
metal. I love that.
Yes. Wow.
Sweet. Okay. All right. We've got some Toad of Newt coming up.
I don't know what that is.
It's, you know, from Hogwarts. It's like a,
oh, no, you
is that
did
a
not.
Stretch? Is
That's
that a stretch?
Stretching.
A little far. Had to connect the dots
yeah.
on that one. Okay, sweet. Well, thank you for calling this morning.
You're very welcome.
That's awful.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't
I'll
encourage Steve-O to keep doing that
no,
impression.
You keep calling
him down,
in.
Adelia.
Yeah. You call in and you I'll just keep learning it through you.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right,
bye.
She's a sweetheart.
She's the nicest girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Adelia.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
Santa Fe.
From Santa Fe.
From Santa Fe.
Santa Fe?
Santa Fe. Santa Fe.
Oh,
San
wow.
Diego.
Santa Fe.
San Diego. So she wanted to hear some metal, which is perfect. Nathaniel on Facebook said, hey, with all this metal, could we get False Prophet by Westlandia? Local artist, actually, to the Albuquerque scene. If you're a local artist, you want to get your music on Static Radio, it's easy. MyStaticRadio.com/localsrule. Yeah, and you can submit your song right there. Tell us a little bit about your band, and we'll play it, just like Westlandia. The song's called False Prophet, Static Radio.
Locals Rule.
Static Radio, that was Yellow Card, Always Summer. It's summertime.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Here. Yay, 90-something degree weather.
What's 90-something? It's like triple digits now.
Is it?
Something, always.
Taking my, or actually my children are taking me, rather, because it's field trip day, summer school. Field trip
oh,
day.
Fun.
Going to see the Isotopes today. It's only 87 degrees right now.
Now?
Yeah. High today of 87.
High today of 87?
No, 97.
That's such a lie. Okay.
Yeah. That is such a lie. Yeah, high today of 97, but summer.
Yeah.
Static.
Back for Albuquerque.
What up, man?
Not much. I just got back from Vegas yesterday.
Yeah, yes. Vegas. Did you win any money?
No, not me. I just
kidding.
I'm not 21.
We were joking.
Totally joking. And you can send your hate mail to studio at mystaticradio.com. I will respond. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness. Out there, it's just like, actually, wasn't it? It was 116.
Ugh. Yeah, no thanks.
Gross.
No yeah. thanks.
You guys want the word of wisdom this morning?
Word of wisdom.
Don't go outside when it's that hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
More people would learn from their mistakes if they weren't so busy doing them.
They would.
But that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that day Steve was asking me about that song. I guess if at first you don't succeed, try again. Well, I found that song on the internet. Yeah. So, you know what, guys? I missed the morning show yesterday. I slept in.
Here's what you do. MyStaticRadio.com/morning so you can download the podcast.
Man, I'm going to have to buy Apple little MP3s.
No, you don't have to buy an Apple
nope.
anything.
It's free.
It's free, and you can listen to it from your computer or anywhere.
Man, Oh, nice talking to Steve-O. Bye, Steve-O. Right. Bye, man.
Later. All right, man. Later. Matthew. Little Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew.
What was the word of wisdom?
Well, it wasn't a word.
If you were focused on your
more people wouldn't mess up or make mistakes if they were focused on not
their mistakes.
They weren't so busy making them.
If they weren't so busy making them.
But if you don't make the mistake, how can you learn from it? Static.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, now that you guys are talking about a lot of metal, do you know of any churches that do metal for worship?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I don't.
I can't say that I know of a single church that would do like a metal worship service.
I know there's some services. I know Renovate College Age Ministry down at it's Calvary Knobhill at the Lobo Theater Thursday nights at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
They sometimes have like different types of worship.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say metal.
Well,
I would never say metal.
No, not metal. Not metal.
That's deceiving.
But I know the lead worship leader over there, Ben, he is in Morning to Mercy, so.
Yeah.
He does
metal. I don't know, dude. That's a really great question. I can't say that I've ever heard of a church doing metal for worship, so.
Can you guys play some Maylene for me?
Maylene? Yeah, we will absolutely get that on for you, man.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
That brings up a really good topic, actually.
Yeah.
Man, we have a topic already for our dear friend and pastor, Scott Tom. Cross Christian Fellowship, crossfellowship.org, by the way, for all the details on your church. But have you guys ever done metal for worship?
No. But I like getting my iced tea or lemonade and listening to metal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cracking them. No.
I can't
what
see
were you
that.
Doing? Words of wisdom for the earlier part of the show or something?
No, that's just Matthew.
He does it every day.
He just calls in every day and gives a word of wisdom.
Yeah. Usually in the middle of a really important story.
Yeah.
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 Word of wisdom. You always dress for not the job you have, but the job you want.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That means
one.
I'm failing today. Look at this.
Well,
she wants to work at the Gap, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm dressed like Batman.
Ooh. Static.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys that there's a hardcore church somewhere in Texas.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is this Caleb?
Yes.
How are you?
Caleb.
I'm great.
I
got back from a mission trip in Ecuador and I haven't been around for 2 weeks.
I was going to say, man. Hadn't called in a while. We'd missed you.
Yeah.
So you were on a mission trip in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing down there?
Mainly building stuff.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. Just very, very hot. Like, it's cool here right now for me.
Oh,
isn't Ecuador by the equator?
Well, that's why it's called the Equator.
Equator.
Ecuador. Yep. Equator.
Yep.
They rhyme.
The only country that stretches around the globe.
Huh? So weird.
Yeah.
Wait,
crazy.
What?
That's
right on,
so cool.
Man. I'm glad you're back, but I'm also glad you did
that. Very long, skinny houses.
Man. Good to have you back on the show, man.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. So, welcome. Welcome.
What was the
coolest thing that happened? I got to ask you. You went to Ecuador for a few weeks. What was the coolest thing about going out there, building stuff? What did God show you?
He showed me a lot of just how resilient the people there are. Like, the kids played soccer all the time, and they would get hit in the head, and then, you know, no biggie. And they just keep on going as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, because kids in the United States get hit in the head and take 40 minutes out to cry.
I know. Ow, my finger!
Yeah. I was actually reading a story last night that had to do with children and the differences of culture and how our culture is very lazy, and not just lazy, but the parents are basically the servants of the kids in America.
And it should be opposite.
And in other countries, yeah, it's very opposite. That it was the story of the six-year-old who was out in the field, and then who was crushing things up and preparing dinner, and who was doing all these things, and it was paralleling the lives of these children. And I wish I could remember the country. It was that country versus America, and it was specifically L.A. as where they were doing a study on these children and these six-year-olds who were like, I want this. No, who would refuse their dinner. One kid threw his plate. You know, it was like, wow. You know, and so the differences of culture and just how spoiled and, man, and how are these days the parents serve the children here in the States.
And like,
crazy.
Like Caleb said, resilient they are over there.
Yeah. So, wow. Right on, man.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And that, you know, that may be true, but in the place where we were in the jungle area, at age 18, you already have like four kids and the husband has already left.
Wow.
Just really serious stuff like that. Like, you got to learn how to grow up fast.
Yeah.
And just really, really intense stuff.
Man. So, Ecuador, whereabouts?
Well, there were four groups, and we were in Quito for about half the time, which is the capital.
Okay.
And then our group went down, to just the real jungle, really heavy jungle area. And we saw vultures and, ate snake and stuff.
Wow.
So you were like, that was like a legit trip.
Oh, yeah.
you did awesome thing. Did you have to run away from giant boulders that were chasing you?
I wish.
I get it.
Huh? That would have been great. So.
I hate snakes.
I hate them, Doc! Well, all right, man. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're safe. And I'm glad that God did a lot in your life while you were out in Ecuador. Because, man, I'll tell you what. Those trips usually are those life-changing moments that show you.
Yeah.
Show you some pretty cool things, so.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right, Caleb.
All right. I'll be seeing you guys.
Yes, dude. We'll talk to you soon. Caleb, everybody.
Caleb.
No longer creepy, Caleb.
That was real, Caleb.
That was Caleb.
Although he can be creepy.
Not this time. This time, well, eating snakes is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That could be considered creepy. So, Metal Church in Texas is where he started.
I just imagine that he was the only person eating snake. It was just him.
I'd try it.
Yeah, I would.
I think I would if you were out there and it was like, hey, eat this.
Seems like it'd be tough.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I feel like it'd be... It. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I feel like it'd fall right off the... Well, I guess, yeah, they do have bones right off the backbone.
Yeah.
Right off the vertebrae.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
I've had rattlesnake chili.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Was it good?
Mm-hmm. Was it poisonous?
Was it moist? Was it poisonous? That's the stupidest question you've ever asked on the morning show. Yeah. Back to square one with interviews. Good job, Mitch.
Well, rattlesnakes.
Was it poisonous?
Poison.
Gosh, dude.
Did you put some of the venom in there?
No wonder my tongue went numb.
Wow. Static.
He was not the only one eating the snake. I was there. I ate the snake as well.
Right on. Oh. What did it taste like, man?
Chicken.
There you go. Was it tender?
It was really rough, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was fibrous.
Fibrous. Okay. Did you guys have floss out there?
Did we have what?
Floss, like dental
for
floss.
For your teeth?
You know, for your teeth?
No, we did not.
Oh, dude, boo. You're supposed to floss every day, bro.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even brush my teeth every day.
Oh, no!
Guess you didn't have anyone to impress.
I mean, that's legit, I guess,
yeah,
right there.
It's the wild. Would you brush your teeth?
It's called John the Baptist right there. That's what that
eating
is.
Locusts.
That's straight up like legit John the Baptist style. So I'm pretty sure churches were formed on that, not brushing teeth.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. All right. Speaking of starting churches, we got a call earlier about metal church. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that I have ever heard of a church rocking metal for worship, but I was reading the story. We were talking about this off air. One church called Fight Church. I want to talk to you about this, Pastor.
Can't talk about Fight Church.
You know, the
first rule of Fight Church.
That's right. But it's actually a new documentary called Fight Church. It's showcasing these Christians who basically like to pummel each other in the name of Jesus. They hold MMA fight nights at their church.
Oh, my gosh.
And this documentary, it's still in production. I didn't want to put it up there because if you want to learn more about it, I'm sure you can Google it. But I didn't want to put it up there because I don't want to quote-unquote endorse it yet because, you know, I don't know. They're doing a Kickstarter program. They're trying to get funding, you know, for this documentary that they're doing. But
they got the funding, didn't they?
The documentary, it's still in production.
Okay.
It focuses on the unusual presence of MMA within evangelical Christianity and explores the inherent tension of such a violent practice inside the church. I want to talk to you about this because Diego Sanchez, dear friend of the show, amazing dude, was part of the you know, the barbershop quartet or the ministry that was going on there for a time, and you've been around for, you know, many years. You're very wise.
Wow,
you're
very wise. Was so
oh,
you
man.
Have to say you have wisdom and knowledge is, I mean, goes without saying.
Okay,
you have lots of gray hair, which usually means
good,
you know,
recovery.
Wisdom, which usually means wisdom.
All right, it's going down.
All right, it's going down right now. Fight Church, woo! But basically, there's a trailer which you can check out. Actually, the Fight Church trailer offers up some interesting quotes, like the greatest examples in Scripture of Jesus is as Jesus is a fighter. That's the kind of Jesus I want to serve. Another one is, my hope is that through this fight, I can create a relationship with the person I'm fighting and extend Christ to him. These are actual quotes from the trailer. Here's another quote from the trailer. I'm going to go in there and rip this kid's head off. Huh?
That was a little kid.
A little kid too. Watching the trailer, I was like, no. That is not, no Fight Church. But the ultimate question was, can you love your neighbor as yourself and at the same time knee him in the face as hard as you can? And so MMA's become very popular. I'll tell you right now, We Rock Barbecues and, you know, Pastor Nate and you and Kelly, Mitch, were there for the last one. And we get together and we barbecue, we hang out, and we rock the fights, the UFC fights. And, but I don't know. This is a church that that's really it. They host trainings. It's almost like a gym, a church gym, where they do trainings for the young ones, almost like a Bible study. And then they host fights right there in the church. And so the film is being directed by Academy Award winner Daniel Jung and Brian Storkel. I don't know why I said it like that. It just sounds Storkel. But it follows several pastors and popular fighters in their quest to reconcile their faith with the sport that many consider violent and barbaric. In fact, when me and Mitch found the story, some of the comments were just, wow.
Yeah.
Brutal, you know, either hating on the documentary and, you know, these people, how can they call themselves Christians? And they're punching each other in the face. And then the other side was, there was no middle ground of like, well, I don't know. I think that, you know, it was either you were like a wuss and, you know, Jesus meek and mild and you suck, or it was like, you're vulgar and brutal and you suck. And they were, you know, there was no like, well, I think they could coexist. It was either you were absolutely for it or you absolutely hated it. You know what I mean? And so the question, I mean, can it coexist? You know, as we talk about this sport that is becoming, I mean, it is the number one, fastest growing, most popular sport in America right now, in the world, really, I should say, and the fastest growing, anywhere, you know? And so the question is, can it coexist? For this Fight Church documentary, fights in the church. Plainly, would you ever host would you ever host an MMA series in your church?
No.
Okay.
You know, that's not the purpose of the church.
Right.
And so the purpose of the church is to bring together, to edify one another, according to Ephesians chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, arm bars and body slams are not, you know, the type of edification it's talking about. Which is different from somebody who actually has a profession that's governed by rules.
Yeah.
And in this situation, you know, they've agreed to do that, you know, with you know, they're knowing their own bodily risk.
Yeah.
And there's bodily risk in certain jobs. It's actually more dangerous to be a construction worker than it is a police officer.
Right.
More construction workers die on the job than police officers.
That's crazy.
But it doesn't mean that as police, you know, we can't have Taze Church,
right?
Okay.
We tase one another type of thing, right? A police officer can legally...
Tase church.
it's a big jump, but I'm making a point here. Yeah. Look, police officers, they use that. You know, they use tasers and that sort of thing, but that's part of their employment. Just because, you know, it's legal for them to use doesn't mean we bring it into the church.
Right.
And so this is something that's kind of misguided, because as I hear what they're saying, I haven't read the article, but they're quoting scriptures that, for example, well, Jesus went into the temple and turned over tables and stuff so we can be aggressive like that, or he's the God of war.
Right.
But that's his unique authority. You know, we didn't have the authority to go cleanse a temple because the temple wasn't ours. It was his temple.
So I can't go to a false prophet and armbar them until they submit.
I know what an armbar is.
That's not what submitting to the authorities is.
That'd be cool to see, but no. No, we're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
You know, just think of Paul. I can think of Paul out there in his missionary journeys.
Right.
You know, I buffet my body and the false prophets.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
now,
he doesn't do that.
You were a chaplain for a very long time. And so looking at these things, because I think of different churches, different ministries. There's a ministry here on campus that's like a Taekwondo, almost like a self-defense type class. And they have those.
How's that go?
I know. Sorry.
For those who are watching.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Doing my little... Yeah, I was in Taekwondo when I was 7. Come on. But for those, is it different? Because it's, you know, a training class. We're teaching you self-defense. We're not actually hosting fights on campus. I mean, what is the inherent difference there?
Well, the inherent difference is we're allowed to defend ourselves. Scripture says in a number of places, Jesus even told them that they could buy their weapons, you know, for their travel.
Yeah.
But... We see in scripture that if somebody breaks into your house and you defend your house, your family, your property, and you're not held accountable. And even if they come...
Attic Radio. You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
All right, welcome. Static Radio with Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
And we've been talking about this documentary. And we want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Hey, this is John Rankin. You guys told me to call in.
Hey, hello, man! Welcome to the show!
Thank you.
Just coming back, actually. And so, to catch people up, we were talking about this documentary called Fight Church that showcases Christians who... this is the quote I was given. Like to pummel each other in the name of Jesus. The documentary, still in production, focuses on the presence of MMA within evangelical Christianity and explores the inherent tension of such a violent practice inside the church. At least that's what this says. So the question is, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, Diego Sanchez, regular part of Static Radio,
yes,
on the show before. You know, we're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so Jackson's Gym out here, and... you know, those guys are super rad. And, you know, John Jones and other fighters who love Jesus.
Yes.
And their sport. So my question to you right away is, what is your involvement with the documentary? How are you affiliated with it? What's the dealio?
All right. Well, I'm a pastor in Clarksville, Tennessee. I also have an academy where I train fighters. And I'm also the chief combatives trainer for the division of the military that's here. And so train people and, you know, use MMA as a tool to reach them with the gospel.
Right. Dude, so all around, just a bad dude. You sound awesome. You train military dudes?
Yeah, not no John Jones.
Yeah. You sound scary, bro. I'm going to be honest. I would not want to cross you. So we've been talking about this, and of course, as soon as you start talking about something like this, sides are drawn. You know, there's like the line, and there's the battlefield, and there's the, no, Jesus would never do this, and then there's the other people who are like, no, Jesus would punch you in the teeth, and I'm like, oh, wow, because I don't, you know. So how did you get involved and you know, this Fight Church documentary? What's what's the deal? Because I could read all the stories all day long on Yahoo, but since you're here, how about you just tell us, what's up with this documentary? What is your guys' stance? Because from all I've read, it's like, hey, we're going to beat the crap out of each other in the name of Jesus. And the one thing I'll say off the bat, man, that kind of threw me for a loop is the kid in the trailer who's like, I'm going to rip this kid's face off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that has nothing to do with Christ or like preaching the gospel for Jesus. That just sounds like a heart issue where that kid's got some anger.
Yeah, there's a couple of different things that are going on here. First of all, you know, I can't speak for all the guys, but I've spent my time now after the documentary has started filming, talking to some of the different guys. And most of the guys that are represented on the documentary are using MMA as an asset or as a tool to basically get in people's lives so that we can talk to them about the gospel. I'm a retired pro fighter. I fought for over 10 years. I fought in Pride, fought in all these other places across the world. And I'm a Christian, and I fight. And I think that a lot of these quotes that are being put out by these various media outlets are inaccurate. They're not what we say.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're taking a title line and they're making it into something that it's not.
Right.
Like I said, so Matt, the vast majority of the guys are saying, hey, I do MMA, I'm a believer, and I use MMA as my tool to reach out to the lost.
Right.
And that's really what the deal is. And this documentary is really phenomenal because what they're doing is they're taking high-profile athletes. You know, they've requested interviews with, like, John Jones, for example, and some of the other really, you know, what I believe to be strong Christians, and they just want to hear their opinion. And what they're doing is really investigating, can you be a Christian, participate in MMA? One of my arguments is that, number one, it's not violent, because the word violent actually means to violate somebody else's rights. And right off the bat, that makes this not violent, because you got two guys sign a contract, okay, we're going to come in, we're going to do battle, we're going to figure out who's the best guy, and then we're going to move on to whatever's next. So,
they're going to hug it out.
we're going to go in there, we're going to shed blood with each other, but at the end of the day, you watch the way those guys conclude business.
Right.
There's no animosity. They're hugging each other and having a good fight, you know, et cetera. You know, so, you know, a lot of people have taken this two-minute documentary and made it into something that it's not, which, you know, is good for the documentary because people will watch it.
Absolutely, right.
You know, Brandon Beal, for example, pastor up in Seattle, he's not saying, you know, that we're going to go and we're going to beat each other up and that's what makes us men and Christians, and neither have I said that. And, you know, you get this quote from wherever you got that from. And that doesn't represent the views of anyone that I know of in the show.
Right.
You know, and like I said, you know, the biggest thing for us is that MMA is what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we're good at. And we use it as a tool to reach out to people who haven't heard the message of the gospel.
Right.
We do, in my town, Kevin Miller actually posted, and that's how I found out you guys were doing this. He's in our town.
Yeah.
We did a vacation fight school just a couple of weeks ago, had over 60 kids show up, and 20 of them heard the message of Jesus Christ for the first time and accepted God.
Wow.
So, you know, you can say whatever you want, but my first question to most of these people, are you reaching anybody?
Right. What are you doing to be part of the solution? Is that, that's kind of what, yeah. So yeah, I the first saw this story on Yahoo and then found another article on Huffington Post, which is where I got this from. It's interesting to talk to you and then hear about what, you know, as you say, the media will say about a documentary. So I'm going to take a direct quote that you just said, because being in Tennessee, man, I was out there with Kevin for an event this last year. I had a chance to be out there and MC the Uprising. And
Hey, I was there.
Oh, hey, I'm Steve-O. I did the emceeing of that event.
Okay,
so,
cool. I provided security for that event.
Right.
Obviously
on.
You didn't mind my MMA.
Right. So here's a question, because being out there in Tennessee, it's a different culture than New Mexico altogether.
Sure.
I would say we are way more diverse. It's kind of like a better, I don't know, Pastor Scott Tom in studio with us. It's kind of a, I don't know, I would say a different culture, wouldn't you say? Like a,
Southwest and Midwest.
Yeah,
totally,
and so,
different, but
out there in Tennessee, obviously, it's already like the quote-unquote Bible Belt. So reconcile this to somebody who approaches you, because this was a quote you just said. I'm a Christian and I fight.
Sure.
And, you know what I mean? And so to the Tennessean who's like, oh, hallelujah. You know, like, let's talk about this, really. I'm a Christian and I fight. We had a guy call in earlier and said, I absolutely disagree with this. I can't understand how you can reconcile something like that because, you know, the Bible calls us not to be brawlers. If you take a look at, what is the book of James or Timothy, where it's talking about being an elder or deacon, it's like, hey, man, you know, don't be a brawler. How do you reconcile something like that?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the context, which is this is a competitive sport. We're not being brawlers. People go to bars and drink and then get in fights.
Right.
It's a competitive sport, first and foremost. Second of all, imagine Joel Osteen gets up next week and preaches from the pulpit that you can no longer play football, watch football, because it's a violent sport.
Right. Which
you
it
know,
is.
So all these, hey, man, there are far more significant injuries and far more traumatic head injuries in football than anything I've ever been a part of.
And I love football, so
I'm not against football.
Right, exactly. You know? But you look at the lawsuit going on right now with the concussions in the NFL. It's a very serious thing, obviously. It's in the spotlight.
So my argument to these kind of people is, first of all, we're not brawlers. We're competitive athletes.
Okay.
Boxing's an Olympic sport. Wrestling's an Olympic sport. Judo's an Olympic sport. Taekwondo's an Olympic sport. You know, so do you have issues with any of those Olympic sports? And if you don't, then basically you're just being a hypocrite.
Okay.
You're basically saying you don't like this, but you'll go out and you'll support football, which happens to be the Super Bowl, the largest sex trafficking event in the country. But, you know, that's okay, but punching somebody in the face, that's not okay.
Okay.
A competitive environment. So the other thing is that we have this Jesus carrying lamb over his shoulder type of, you know, picture of Jesus, and nobody's ever bothered to look at the Jesus who made a whip and cleaned out a temple. That seems pretty violent to me.
Okay.
So I mean,
where are you doing this? Are you doing this in a? Are you doing this like in a gym, or is this something that the church is centered around? It's not really church at all. This is just outside of the church. This is
the ministry.
One of the things you're doing as an outreach.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different. Like Paul Burris actually holds sanctioned kickboxing bouts in his church. If I had a church that could handle that, I'd do it because I love it. You know. So we can bring in a concert into our church to bring lost people in, you know, but we can't bring a sporting event into our church.
Well, you got to be careful. That's pragmatism. You know, I know where you're going with this, and I appreciate what you're doing and trying to reach the lost, but not the end doesn't justify the means, brother.
Well, it depends.
So,
it depends.
No, it doesn't depend. We're not, pragmatism isn't a biblical method of ethics. And so there's churches that go and pretend to give away a car to get people saved.
Well, yeah.
And so, that's not fighting at all, but they say it's justified because we got people saved.
Well,
Or the comedians, the Christian comedian a long time ago who used to lie about his past, and then he was found out about it, but he says, hey, but people got saved.
So let me show you what I did as a church, and then you tell me how that fits into what you're talking about there.
Okay.
So as a church, we hosted, not in our church because I don't have the facilities to suit this,
right,
but as a church, we had an MMA show. We had 1,500 soldiers that were getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan and Iraq show up for this event. We opened in prayer, we had testimonies, and we finished in prayer. I got up, I prayed for every soldier that when they went to Iraq and Afghanistan, that God would keep them safe, that their families would be safe, and that through this deployment and through the stress of this, that they would come to know a real God.
Right.
Is that pragmatism?
If you're talking about linking this to the church and that's the identity of the church and of Christ, yeah. But if this is an outreach taking part apart from the church and not associated with this is the character of God, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Let me jump
now,
in.
What do you mean by the character of God?
We only have 5 minutes left to show. I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And, John, your Facebook, people can find more about you at Facebook.com/FightingPreacher, right?
Yep.
Okay, because I'm so glad you called in actually because very different conversation.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. And I hate to cut it off because it's like, dang it, we got to have you back on. So hang on the line with us. Okay, hang on the line. John Rankin there from Clarksville, Tennessee, facebook.com/fightingpreacher, talking about this Fight Church documentary. I almost hesitate to say facebook.com/mystaticradio. Chime in on the conversation, because then sometimes things get lost in translation and it's back and forth. And I hate to cut you off as well, Pastor. So
no problem.
Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship, crossfellowship.org for all the details on that. Mitch.
Hey, I'm really just listening.
I know. Well, you experienced your first UFC fights at our house for the barbecue.
Yes,
you know, a few weeks ago.
The first time I ever saw it, and I got really into
it. Which was hilarious, because you're like, I don't know, I've never been. We're like, dude, bring your husband, we'll all hang out, we're barbecuing, this is what we do.
And then I get there and I'm screaming at the TV.
In the face! In the face! Ah!
But it really is like National Geographic to me, where I'm like watching it, and I'm like, run, lion, run! And they're like, run, gazelle, run! And like, no, lion, get the gazelle. No, keep running. And I don't want either of them to win. I just want it to be happy.
Amazing. Well, if you've missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast us. Wow. That's it for us. Right up to the minute. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But we leave you with some Carol Hood. The song's called Remission. Static Radio.